It's because we could tell the difference between up, down, forward, back, and left, and right that we say the world has three dimensions. Those are the three dimensions. We drew a three-dimensional grid when we talk about it. So animals who cannot tell the difference between left and right, and this is important to grasp at a large level. How can I say this clearly? If you cannot tell that there's a spatial dimension this way, left and right, that becomes time. So when I tell you to think of a cat, or when I say, how are you feeling, and you say, I'm angry, and I say, point to where the anger begins, you go, what are you talking about? It comes and it goes. It's in time, in other words. It's not in space. So things like anger are in time and not in space. If I say, imagine a cat, and you're imagining a cat, and I say, where is it? You can't point to it because it's not in space. We call it internal. But basically, all of our internal dimensions, everything we call internal, is simply something that our nervous system hasn't objectified enough, made an object in space. So if an ant is crawling across a ruler, so picture a ruler, you know, like a yardstick or something, and if an ant is walking across a yardstick, it's because an ant doesn't have vision like us, it doesn't see a yardstick in space. If I asked you, I'd say, where's the yardstick? You'd go, there. I'd say, how big is it? You'd say, whatever, 3 feet. If I asked the ant, where is the yardstick, it couldn't answer because it can't see the whole yardstick, let alone know it's 3 feet. But this is what it could do. It could start walking along the yardstick and it could tell you it's 10 minutes long. Do you understand? So anything that's not space is time, and that's how we experience it. We say, oh, I was angry for an hour. We don't say I was angry for 15 feet. But as you evolve, you do. And so one of the things we're going to learn to do sexually, you didn't think any of that had to do with sex, but one of the things we're going to be doing sexually is learning to objectify what is internal to us. We're going to learn to take what was in time and see it in space. Not only, I use the word see, I don't mean necessarily visual, perceive it in space. So when you're making love with your partner, and all of us are doing this already, we just haven't developed it fully, and hopefully we will now. When you're making love with somebody, there's all kinds of things going on that are happening in time, not in space. A lot is happening in space, like the arms are doing this, and legs are doing this, and you can see things and point to things, all that's in space. But a lot is happening that's not in space, it's in time, like you're feeling shifts going on, but you couldn't point to them because they're in your partner or in you. Actually, you can perceive those things, so you could tell what you need to do in space to alter those things in time. And part of it, just so you understand, this is a little intellectual, I realize that, but we're going to be doing exercises later, I want you to understand why. We're going to be learning how to objectify, make an object something that was subjective before, and we're learning to make what is subjective to other people objective also. So you can simply tell where someone's at all at once. You don't need time. You could just walk in, go into the bedroom, and know exactly what your partner needs just from perception, not by trial and error over time. Like, oops, that didn't work. That didn't work. That didn't work. You know, that's what you do if you need time. Now, the physical body, the way the physical body propagates itself is through sex. So, for humans, for many animals, and plants. But the way that our human body propagates itself is through sexual intercourse. It's by taking two human bodies in space and putting them not only together, but actually inside each other. I guess now with in vitro fertilization, that might not be true anymore, but you know what I'm talking about. So we go into each other physically to make love, and that's a profound thing. First of all, it makes babies, which is that's how the body replicates itself. But that form of intercourse is actually true at every dimension of our being, meaning there's physical intercourse, sexual intercourse as we know it, but there's also emotional.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.